Where were you in July 1964? Some of the younger members of our congregation will answer that they had not yet been born. But some of the older members here today might recall where they were 55 years ago. In July 1964, I and four other seminarians from St. Paul's College were assigned to a summer internship at a mixed-race parish in Washington, D.C. The five of us helped teach at a Bible camp for youth in the morning. Then, in the afternoon, we went door to door visiting homes in the neighborhood, parishioners and non-parishioners. We divided the parish into five zones. Each of us had our own zone of homes to visit. Our goal was to ring every doorbell in the parish. My section of the parish was composed of 98% African Americans. On my first day at the parish, after teaching Bible school in the morning, I set out to visit my section of the parish. I wore my clerical collar, even though I was a seminarian and not yet ordained. But the pastor wanted us seminarians to be recognized as official representatives from the parish. When I rang the doorbell and a person answered the door, I invited them to come to Sunday worship and to send their children to the Bible camp. We seminarians had not received extensive preparation for our visits. We were instructed to be courteous, have a friendly smile, and leave a brochure from the parish. Often the people we visited invited us into their homes for a cold glass of water, which was much appreciated on those weeks in July, like today and this past week, when the temperature was consistently over 90 degrees. I found out that generally speaking, if the family was from Virginia or further south, that they were Protestant. If they were from Maryland, they were Roman Catholic. And all of my visits, whether the people were Protestant or Catholic, I received a warm response. About 50% of the time, I was invited to come in for a glass of water and a longer conversation. Some of the families sent their children to the Bible camp. Some began worshiping with us on Sundays. In the fall of the year, I began a Bible study and adult education discussion that met in the homes of these African American parishioners. I continued to meet with them monthly for three more years until I was ordained in 1967. I remember these monthly meetings in the homes as one of my most formative and beneficial experiences while in seminary. I remember July of 1964 because of today's gospel passage, which tells us the Lord sent 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." That summer of 1964 in Washington, D.C., I found that indeed the harvest was plentiful. The people I visited responded warmly to the invitation to join the parish. In today's gospel passage, Jesus describes a more hostile situation than I encountered. He says, "I'm sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves." That was not my situation. I was warmly welcomed. The biggest problem that I encountered that July was the stifling summer heat. And since I was young and idealistic, that really wasn't a huge obstacle. In today's gospel, Jesus said, whatever house you go into, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. When I visited door to door, I didn't use the actual words, peace to this house, but that was the message I intended to convey. I came offering peace, the English word for the Hebrew shalom, which means God's blessing. In our worship service each Sunday, we exchange with each other the greeting of Christ's peace. This was the wish that I conveyed as I went from home to home. In today's gospel passage, the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us. My four seminarian colleagues and I returned to the parish with joy to share accounts of our visits, but none of us reported that even the demons submit to us. That was not our vocabulary. We didn't use that language. If there were any demons that we were battling, they were demons of our own fear and anxiety about undertaking something as daunting as going door to door. And for each of us, that was a victory. The demons of self-doubt, fear, and shyness were overcome as we boldly rang doorbells and introduced ourselves to strangers in strange neighborhoods. So how do we apply today's gospel passage to ourselves today? How many of us are ready to go from house to house to bring the good news of Christ to our neighbors? I am no longer a young seminarian in my 20s and probably don't want to go door to door on Center Street, Homer Street, Lowell Avenue, or Otis Street, inviting people to join us at Trinity Church in July and at St. John's Church in August. And how many of you wish to be deputized for this kind of evangelism? Oh, okay, Frank, we're going to put you to work. So what kind of evangelism, the E word that Episcopalians wish to avoid, what kind of evangelism might work for us? Evangelism comes from the English word evangel, which means bearer of the good news. Evangelism means sharing the good news of Christ. What are ways of sharing the good news that might be appropriate for us if we don't want to go door to door pushing doorbells? Let me suggest three ways of sharing the good news that you may wish to try out in the coming weeks. First, you can casually mention to a neighbor, colleague, or family member that you went to Sunday worship and you found it to be a satisfying and joyful experience. Just mention it like you would mention going to the grocery store or to a movie. This takes church from being a taboo subject to something that is part of normal life. Second, tell someone that Newton congregations sponsor the Center Street Food Pantry. Again, just mention it casually and say that you made a donation to the food pantry. This lets people know that congregations in Newton are doing something beneficial for people in need. This is sharing good news. Even if the person you talk to does not donate to the food pantry, they are now more aware that this good work is sponsored by the religious community. And third, If you are in a conversation with someone about the new apartments being constructed on Austin Street, Washington Street, and Riverside, you could mention that many of these newcomers to Newton might be looking for a spiritual home. And if they do not already have a faith community, they should check out Trinity Church and St. John's, because you know that they would receive a warm welcome here. These three suggestions are what we might call low-key evangelism or gentle evangelism. You may have other suggestions for sharing the good news. If you do, please share your ideas with one another and with me during the greeting of peace or at the social hour after the service. Today's gospel is for all of us. We are all called to share the good news of Christ. Amen.